Pope Francis issued a motu proprio in 2019 that established the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, which is this weekend, to be devoted to the celebration, study, and dissemination of the Word of God. And he goes on to say in that motu proprio, a day devoted to the Bible should not be seen as a yearly event, but rather a year-long event. For we urgently need to grow in our knowledge and love of the Scriptures and of the risen Lord, who continues to speak his word and to break bread in the community of believers. Now I have to make a little confession, but you're all under the seal of the confessional. I didn't know anything about this motu proprio until this week, this past weekend, preparing for Mass to preach it here in at Mount Carmel at the 10 o'clock Mass later on today. But it's a wonderful idea. It really is a wonderful idea. Perhaps you have a favorite Bible verse of your own, or perhaps there's a certain book of the Bible or story there that really appeals to you, and that's what was evident in the lives of the saints. And these scripture passages help them, the saints, help us, because it guides us in how we should live day to day as followers of Jesus Christ. But secondly, the Bible verse that we kind of focus on, as many of the saints do, that helps us to understand God's plan for us, God's plan for our lives, for now and in the future. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she loved the passage from Saint John's Gospel, "I thirst," which is what Jesus said where? On the cross. I thirst. And she spent her whole life trying to quench that thirst of Jesus by serving him in the poor. Another great saint, Saint Teresa of Lisieux, she had a collection of Bible verses that directed her entire life, and three of them were these: Proverbs chapter 9, verse 4, "Whosoever is a little one, let him come to me." Also, Wisdom, chapter 6, she loves the little passage, "To him that is little, mercy is granted." There's this emphasis on little with her. She's known as the little flower because she joined the convent, in a cloistered convent, at age 15, died at 23, I believe, and never left the four walls of the convent. But she found sanctification and holiness, and living out her relationship with God in doing little things, little acts of charity. Isaiah 40 was another one, chapter 40, verse 11. "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather together the lambs with his arm and shall take them up into his bosom." So you get the idea. But recently, two young adults told me that they did this Father Mike Schmitz thing, read the Bible in 1 year. Actually, it's a podcast, they explained to me, where he reads the Bible. Some of you have probably done it. I'm sure some of you have. It's very popular. And you go read the whole Bible, or he reads it cover to cover. And that sounds like a kind of a daunting task to me, but evidently it's very beautiful. It's very doable, and many people have succeeded in doing so. And I guess I'm just going to go Google Father Mike's Bible in a year, and I'm sure it's going to pop up number one. But what would be interesting to take away from this day of celebrating the Bible, I guess we could say, the Word of God, an interesting project would be if each one of us would choose a favorite passage or two of the Bible that inspires us, and stick to focusing on those passages every day.